Romans 8:1. Intro. In Romans 7, Paul shared his frustration and defeat because he struggled to obey God, but failed. He did not do the things he knew were right, but did the things he hated. We have all experienced this. How sweet the words in Romans 8:1 are to our ears. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why is there now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus? We stood condemned by God and deserved to suffer the penalty of eternal death for our sins. Everyone who is not in Christ Jesus is under the condemnation of the law. But it says, now, referring to what Christ has done for us, everything has changed because of God's great love and mercy. The therefore in verse 1 refers to everything Paul covered in chapters 3 to 7. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ because we have been justified freely by his grace. Although all have sinned and deserve God's judgment and condemnation, God sent Jesus to die in our place. He took our judgment and sacrificed his life for our sins. We have been made righteous in God's sight through the grace of Christ. We must be assured of our acceptance before God before we can grow in grace and in Christ-likeness. If we feel condemned or condemn ourselves, it is hard to trust God or to believe that he loves us and accepts us. There is no more judgment or condemnation for those who are in Christ. The rest of Romans 8 outlines many other aspects of God's grace and love for us in Christ. The second meditation question for verse 1 is, what does it mean to be in Christ Jesus? This remarkable statement that there is no condemnation for us depends on the phrase, in Christ Jesus. In Adam, we were condemned, but in Christ, there is no condemnation. The law exposes our sins and condemns us, but in Christ, we have died to the law, and it can no longer condemn us. Paul used the phrases, in Christ Jesus, in him, or their equivalents 164 times in his writings. We have become one with Christ by believing in him. We live in him and he in us. Being in Christ means being connected to him and resting in what he has done for us. We experience all of this by faith. What is Jesus saying to me from this verse? I do not judge you or condemn you. I have taken your judgment upon myself and paid the price for your sins. Rest in my love and do not accept condemnation. Rest and rejoice in what I have done for you. How will I trust and obey Jesus today? Don't accept judgment and condemnation. Rest in the finished work of Christ by believing what the Bible says. Come to God daily with confidence because of what Jesus has done for you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to die for my sins. Thank you for the cross and for forgiving my sins. Thank you for taking away my guilt and shame. Thank you that there is no condemnation or judgment for those who are in Christ. Finally, I want to encourage you all to share the word with your sharing partner. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord,